You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This was Ken Carmen earlier today talking about, listen, we're obviously all upset about what happened with Nick Chubb going to the Texans. We've talked about it. It happened on Monday. Last night, Nick Chubb came out with his, I love you, Cleveland. I'll see you in a little bit. It's just a temporary stop in Houston, and then we'll come back and we'll make everything all good. Post. That's just kind of what happens when people do these type of things. It was very well received the way that you would expect it to be. And then Ken, this is what provoked Nick, by the way, who's at the cabin, to come out of his Twitter retirement for the week to suggest that Ken hates Nick Chubb. This is what Ken had to say.
I don't have a problem with retiring Nick Chubb's jersey, just like I wouldn't have a problem with retiring Bernie Kosar's jersey. Jersey retirements and Hall of Fames are for the fans. If that's what the fans want, then that's what the fans should get. But they ain't going to get it. And he ain't getting his jersey retired because the NFL don't want that. Do you think that right now Nick Chubb's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No.
He was the best Browns running back I've seen in 38 years. None of the other guys are in the Hall of Fame. I will say from Nick Chubb's performances, he was a great player. I know he will not get elected to the Hall of Fame. He's not getting his jersey. Don't do this to me. But don't do this to me on a Friday.
I mean, just because it happened on a Friday doesn't make you absolved of any bit of this. The LeBron James of Sports Talk Radio doesn't get absolved because it happens on a Friday. Now, I don't think he's wrong as far as the Hall of Fame is concerned. Nick Chubb is very good. When we talk about running backs in this time frame, Derrick Henry is the top of the board. Saquon Barkley will eventually get there as far as the cumulative, assuming that he stays doing the Saquon Barkley type things that he's done. But history is going to look at Nick Chubb the same way that it looks at Dalvin Cook. Now, I know that sounds insulting on the surface of it. Put their stats up next to each other. Nick Chubb and Dalvin Cook are basically the Superman meme, the two pointing at each other. They are very, very close from a statistical standpoint between the two for what the two have accomplished. And both are very, very good, and both are very well respected. But I do think Ken is right. I think he's short of the NFL Hall of Fame. The part that I think a lot of people have a problem with, Daryl, is the idea that he suggests that he won't get his jersey retired.
Well, I don't think he's going to get his jersey retired, nor should he. And they're going to put him in the Browns Ring of Honor. The Haslams made that announcement this week when they were thanking Nick Chubb.
Yeah, that was the final byline of their last sentence there. Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, I wouldn't put him in the Ring of Honor. For me, the Ring of Honor is for Hall of Famers, for Browns players that are Hall of Famers. As much as I love Nick Chubb,
this is the Guardians' way of looking at it too, right? Like the Guardians, they won't retire your number unless you make it to baseball's Hall of Fame.
Right.
There's a reason why the numbers that exist over there are the ones that exist over there. You think the Browns would take the same exact approach?
Well, clearly not, because they are going to put Chubb in the Ring of Honor. They put Clay Matthews in the Ring of Honor, and he's not in the Hall of Fame either.
Yeah.
And I have repeatedly said that I felt like the Browns did Clay Matthews a disservice because they did not, in his final year of normal eligibility for the Hall of Fame, they did not campaign for Clay actively to get into the Hall of Fame. And they should have, because Clay Matthews Jr. should be in the Hall of Fame. So he's in the Ring of Honor. He's the only non-Cleveland Brown Hall of Famer in that Ring of Honor.
Okay, so it'll be Clay Matthews, and then it'll be Nick Chubb.
And Nick Chubb. And I don't know if...
Were the Browns wrong in this? I don't think there's anybody that thinks they were wrong in this.
I understand why they're doing it, and this goes into what...
You just want the higher qualifications attached
right.
to it. You want the idea that you have to make the Hall of Fame. But what if the Hall of Fame doesn't get it right? And like the NFL Hall of Fame it's much harder to get in the NFL Hall of Fame than it even is like baseball's Hall of Fame, where they put more people in every single year. Like the NFL Hall of Fame is a really hard thing to get into. And you can get blocked just based off of the position you play. Based off of the era that you play in. Like, oh, man, I just...
Ring of Honor is for Hall of Famers. Make him a Browns legend.
So what are we trying
dedicate
to do?
Dedicate a street in the Brook Park complex to him. Put his name on it.
I do think it's kind of wrong that when you talk about those great 90s Indians teams and all that they represented, it's only Jim Thome over there.
I know.
You know? And it's because he made baseball's Hall of Fame, and it's like he's the only one that's in there. Like I just think that's such a high, high standard, and I like having high standards. I do. Like the Bears, for instance, the NFL came down and said, you can't retire any more jersey numbers in Chicago because you spent so much time retiring all these numbers. That's why Urlacher, for instance, doesn't have his jersey retired. That's all these guys don't have them retired. Like, I do think there should be a line. It shouldn't just be you played for 10 years and all of a sudden you're in. Like, do I think Joel Bitonio should have a Ring of Honor status when it's all said and done? I like Joel Bitonio a lot. He's knocking on the doorstep of the Hall of Fame. But no, I don't think Joel Bitonio should be in there. But do I think Nick Chubb should be in there? I think the impact that he had, I think the amount of not only memorable plays, memorable games that he's been a part of, that he had his hand in winning in. And I know I sound like I'm just ripping Joel Bitonio now after saying those things about him. But like Nick Chubb's impact was so large and it was so great that not putting him in because he doesn't make the Hall of Fame just seems... too high of a standard for me.
So I'm looking at the Indians/Guardians team Hall of Fame right now, since you brought up the 90s Indians not being in Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. Look, I think Kenny Lofton should be in. I think Omar Vizquel should be in, okay? But
the Guardians made that their own standard. Like, you got to get in baseball's Hall of Fame if you want your number retired.
But so they have their own team Hall of Fame. This kind of goes to where I'm going with the Nick Chubb thing.
Okay.
Sandy Alomar is in the team Hall of Fame. Carlos Baerga.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Mike Hargrove in the team Hall of Fame there. Albert Bell is in the team Hall of Fame.
Again, there's an easier chance of getting in the team Hall of Fame than having your number retired. I'm sorry, maybe I confused the conversation here.
Right.
Because you're not just number retired, you're also team Hall of Fame and everything else. You just basically want Nick Chubb to only be remembered by the people that watch him with the eyeballs, and that's it. Like, there's no mark of Nick Chubb anywhere in the stadium or any sort of recognition of the time that he put in is essentially what you're telling me.
Well, my thing is put him in like the Browns version of their Hall of Fame, which is their Legends Club.
Okay.
Like, I don't know that he needs to be in the Ring of Honor.
So we've gotten a lot here. So it goes Ring of Honor into Legends Club.
Well, you've got retired jersey.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor, which both of those are reserved in my
Isn't
view.
The Legends Club just Hall like near Fame. The suites or something?
And the Legends Club is Browns. I mean, DeQuell Jackson's in the Browns.
I mean, they put
Club.
Anybody in there.
Josh Cribbs is
you might end up in there by the time it's all said and done. I mean, they'll put anybody in there.
But, like, put him like, honor him that way. Or, like I said, I don't know, name a concourse
in
the new.
No, he deserves more of a status. He deserves more of a, he's not an equal footing as DeQuell Jackson, okay? Like, he deserves some recognition for being Nicholas Jamal Chubb. Like, there has to be something. And so if that's the Ring of Honor, which clearly the Browns have already decided that that is, because that's what the Haslam's already put out there.
I don't know. To me, the Ring of Honor is elite as it gets.
Well, Nick Chubb is as elite as it gets, in my opinion. You don't think so? You're looking at me like you don't.
It's a longevity thing for me.
I know, but that's a product of his position is the hard part. Like, I do think we have to look at these things a little bit differently when we talk about running backs instead of, like, quarterbacks. You play, you know, 5 really solid years as a quarterback, it's much different. Nick Chubb's body failed him. Like, there's some context that has to be in play here.
If you're putting Nick Chubb in the Ring of Honor, then you got to put Bernie Kosar in the Ring of Honor.
I'm surprised Bernie Kosar isn't in the Ring of Honor, for being
like
honest.
If that's what it's going to be open, because, again, it used to be reserved specifically for Hall of Famers, okay?
Yeah.
And then Clay Matthews Jr. went in, and I really didn't have a problem with that just because
we got to draw a line somewhere, right? Like, Brian Sipe wins league MVP, but I don't think Brian Sipe should be in there. Should he have more of a consideration than he did? Maybe. But, like, I'm not saying one good year gets you in, but if you're a running back and you're 4 or 5 good seasons, and in Nick Chubb's case, you know, it was 5 good seasons, 5 great seasons, and you were the hallmark of Browns football in a time where they won an actual playoff game, which is the first time that's happened in 25 years. Like, I feel like that should be immortalized in a way more than the same space that DeQuell Jackson lives in.
Well, all I know is the Indians/Guardians put 5 members of their 90s teams in, and then Mike Hargrove, player manager, is also in, so 6 in total, into the team Hall of Fame to honor them for their contributions in that what was a highly successful era of Indians baseball. I'm not against...
The standards are just too high. Because clearly the Guardians have... I think the Guardians have the right idea in this. And that the jersey number, Hall of Fame. Like, extremely high. That's a lofty status. Okay, fine. We can talk about that. But then the next step, the team Hall of Fame, which is what the Ring of Honor is, let's just... You do it for the fans. You understand the impact that these guys had. And you understand that the value that these guys had. And you can recognize that. And that's where context and nuance can come into play. And it's not just this... one across the board metric, like the Hall of Fame is being used for the jerseys.
If you're going to put Nick Chubb in the Ring of Honor, then you got to put Josh Cribbs in the Ring of Honor. You got to put, you got to think about Joe Hayden. Do you put him in the Ring of Honor? Bernie Kosar's absolutely got to go in the Ring of Honor. A lot of members of those 80s Browns teams probably should be considered. Eric Metcalf should probably go. I feel that the Ring of Honor should be reserved because. Also, by the way, NFL teams don't want you retiring jersey numbers because the rosters are so big,
right?
And they want to have as many numbers.
So that's what I told you.
To
happened
players.
In Chicago. They said you've retired so many, you can't do any more now.
Right? You know, you can't do what the New York Yankees do. And that, I mean, the Yankees have as many retired jerseys as they have championships.
Every number 1 through 9 on the Yankees roster. I think there's only which number is? I think there might be one, or it's all gone out at this point. But there's so many numbers that are just gone that the Yankees can't use that are single digit numbers.
I used to joke with the Cavaliers pre LeBron James. I used to joke anytime, you know, it's time to hang another banner on the rafters, so let's retire another number because they can't win anything, right? And now they have actual banners in the rafters from winning things. But I just feel this isn't like an anti Nick Chubb thing. This is just the standard for me. To be in the Ring of Honor, which is the highest you can get, should be Hall of Fame. And Clay Matthews should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know that I can make an argument that Nick Chubb should be considered for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, if he plays another 3-4 years and he adds another 4,000 to 5,000 yards rushing to his totals and he approaches the numbers that Jim Brown put up, well, then the conversation completely gets flipped on his head.
Yell at Daryl on Twitter. You can find him. He is at Right or Wrong. Twitter reactions brought to you by our friends at Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll get back into the Browns and this team. Chris Bambuca, NFL reporter at USA Today Sports, will join us next right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.